Now, Dr. Keller, tell me what happened after you discovered this low level of antioxidants.
I asked the question, if that's the last, what's the first? And the first turned out to be glutathione. And so I started looking through the glutathione literature, and I said, this is the most prevalent tripeptide, or three amino acid substance, in the human body. And the human body doesn't make mistakes. So there's got to be a reason that this is as prevalent as it is. And as I did more research, it became clear that glutathione is virtually a ubiquitous antioxidant. What do I mean by that? Some antioxidants take care of products of oxygen burning. Some of them take care of products of nitrogen burning. Some of them take care of products of hydroxyl burning. They're all different radicals. This takes care of everything. And it's one of the virtually ubiquitous antioxidants. So then the question was, since I had a variety of patients who suffered from low energy, lack of mental focus, I can't get out of bed in the morning, or if I get out of bed in the morning, by 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm ready to go back to bed. This looked like the answer to it. And so the question was how to create a product that would, in fact, deliver the substance to the body. So we went back to the literature, and we looked at all the physiologic processes that are associated with the synthesis of glutathione and all the constituent things that needed to be there in order for it to be synthesized. And after, I believe it was 18 attempts, we came up with a product that in the laboratory and in the clinic improved glutathione levels significantly. That was very important for us because in the process of this research, we came across data that said that in HIV, which we're privileged to treat a lot of patients with, that glutathione levels are an independent predictor of death in HIV. That is to say, if your glutathione's low, it doesn't matter what drugs you're on, it doesn't matter what your CD4 is, it doesn't matter what your viral load is, you're in trouble. And if your glutathione's are high, then you're going to do well with anything. So it became very important for our patients to improve that. And as we looked at more and more illnesses, we found that glutathione depletion was ubiquitous. So we decided to put a product together. And again, after 18 attempts, we finally did it. And then we ran into a roadblock. And the roadblock was the fact that there was no way to measure glutathione.